insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Brothers and sisters, let's listen to the 22nd verse of chapter Nur.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Wa la ya'tali ulul fadli minkum was-sa'ati an yu'tu ulil qurba wal masakin wal muhajirin fi sabilillah. وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ.
And let not those of virtue among you and wealth swear not to give aid to their relatives and the needy and the immigrants for the cause of Allah, and let them pardon and overlook. Would you not like that Allah should forgive you? And Allah is forgiving and merciful.
Brothers and sisters, regarding this 22nd verse of chapter Nur, we mentioned the occasion of revelation that some people tried and decided to withdraw their helps from the ones who were involved in that ifk incident. And this verse was revealed, mentioning the fact that these believers somehow were misguided by the hypocrites, and they were actually deceived because of these hypocrites, and because of their past records, Allah did not want to be did not want for them to be driven away from Islam. So the verse, according to this meaning, prohibits taking an oath to terminate such helps. And according to the other meaning we mentioned, the verse precludes withdrawal of such action. And then, to encourage Muslims to continue such good deeds, it adds, and they should pardon and overlook. وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا. And we said that safh means to ignore, and it is a kind of forgiveness which is without reproof. As we expect Allah's forgiveness, dear listeners, we must not forget to forgive others as well. And that's why the verse says, وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا continues, أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Do you not like that Allah should forgive you?
على مر الزمان تألقا وأضاء للدنيا طريقا.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly, the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
Dear listeners, this part of the verse continues, وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. They should pardon, they should overlook. Do you not like that Allah should forgive you? وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Allah is forgiving, merciful. It is interesting that on one hand, the companions of Ifk were severely reprimanded by the previous verses, and we thoroughly discussed. But on the other hand, to prevent extremists from resorting to measures beyond the norm and to control their feelings and their sentences they somehow decided upon, each of which is more interesting and remarkable than the others, were used. First, it is ordered to be forgiving and condoning. وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا. And then it says, أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. So you must forgive. Finally, two of Allah's attributes that are forgiving and merciful are mentioned as an emphasis. It indicates that they could not be more legalistic than Allah's commandment. Allah, who Himself has issued this judgment, is forgiving and merciful. What about you? He enjoined them not to terminate helps. So what did they want to say? Undoubtedly, all Muslims who were involved in that ifk incident and ifk affair did not have a beforehand scheme, but some actually pseudo-Muslim hypocrites set it up, and a group of deceived Muslims followed them. They did not intentionally commit this. Certainly, all of them were on the wrong side of the law, and they were all guilty. But there were a lot of differences between these two groups, the ones who prepared the grounds and the ones who were deceived. They could not be treated alike. Anyway, this verse is a great lesson for the Muslims. This ifk incident has great points for all the Muslims, for all future generations. When some persons commit a sin or make a mistake, we must not exceed in the limits of punishment. They must be excluded from Islamic society and must not be actually barred from helps, so that they resort to enemy and become one of the foes. So these verses portray the balance of Islamic repulsion and attraction. The verses of ifk and severe punishments of those, and the verse in question, which is about Allah's mercifulness and forgiveness. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.